It's Sunday the 27th of September and it's 11 a.m. Yeah, 11 a.m. Went to bed last night at 10, just after 10, and got up just before 10 this morning, so 12 hours in bed. Oh, that's usual though, after two early morning rises in a row and two car boots in a row, catching up with sleep. And the problem is, you get a wee bit sore, at least we do now. But I'm feeling okay, and it's a gorgeous morning. It's mostly, as far as I can tell, it's clear skies everywhere. The sun's shining, it's already swept quite a bit over the sky. I'm trying to nail down where it's coming from. It's pretty much due south at the moment, but it's lighting up, not the garden really, it's lighting up the trees. And it's illuminating the tricuspid adder ivy. Is it the Virginia creeper? Is that the one I've got? No matter. The best colour on this now is at the top. Blood red, pale pink, dark pink, almost pale yellow, pale green. That's all in one leaf. Some leaves are totally one colour or the other. But the sun's lighting them up at the, from about 10 feet up to the apex of the roof. Looking beautiful, but already dropping so many leaves. So, a beautiful day, strong breeze though, but it's not cold, not at all, it's not cold. In fact, it's invigoratingly fresh, like a mountain stream. It feels absolutely lovely, blowing across my face. So being a lovely day, we might have went a wee jaunt somewhere, but being tired and just want to catch up on, well, not really catch up on anything, but just take it easy. I might go somewhere this afternoon, a wee short joint somewhere, but not bothered really, none of the two of us. No, sorry, neither of the two of us. Either or, neither nor. We're not fussed, that's not a Scottish word actually. We're no bothered with any care. What we do really, we just got to have a suck it and see day. That's also not a Scottish expression. EasyJet, which is following the British Airways one. Not necessarily the same place. Same flight path from the airport. Anyway, I'm not going to go there this morning. I'm feeling good now that I've had a hot shower and a hot cup of tea. I'm feeling good. I am. I think the car boots are just about done. My wife reckons she's maybe got another one or two in her bones before abandoning the ship for the winter. Anyway, nothing's coming, nothing's there. The eye was but a... What's the expression you use for mental time wasting? So that you can think of something to say. So I couldn't, so I don't, so I won't. Listen to that. That's talking more sense than what I am. And no idle chat, it all means something. Hello, Mrs. Blackbird. Yeah, you're looking gorgeous again. She really is. She's lost that ashen head. And she's looking like a spring chicken. I thought for a moment there we had a tree sparrow land in the garden, but it's not. It's another hedge sparrow. Don't see tree sparrows now. Sorry, I didn't mean a hedge sparrow. You see where my head's going? The house sparrow. And we have loads of those about. Actually, I don't know why they call them house sparrows anyway, because they don't nest in houses. I mean, they nest in hedges, so there should be a hedge sparrow. And then it gets confusing because you have the dunnock, which, strictly speaking, is a hedge sparrow, but the dunnock doesn't live in hedges, and... Well, not here anyway. But definitely no tree sparrows. Bacon, egg and beans coming up. Shortly, my wife's driver here, and Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird will get their usual treat off rind. Possibly the edge of the egg as well, or a wee bitty edge of the egg, which they love. Isn't it funny? You know, it's like cannibalism. How old birds, to my knowledge, old birds love egg. Absolutely, you go daft mental on eggs. I can understand why, of course, all that lovely protein. And unlike us, they don't need to watch their cholesterol. But then again, that's probably a fallacy as well, made up by some stupid person. If it stays like that today. No, Mrs. Blackbird, that was just my tea. She's running around in circles trying to figure out what I chucked here. She can't see food, all she can see is dark stains on the blocks. Haven't you learned yet? I wonder if she would drink tea. Yeah. Actually, she just tried to. She is. She's sliding her beak into the tea. Well, there's a novelty for you. A tea drinking blackbird.